This is the first of three Capital Public Radio stories comparing the federal Green New Deal to California's climate policies. The Green New Deal nationally includes social justice goals that aren't always attached to plans to fight climate change. Capital Public Radio's Ezra David Romero reports on how California climate policies began.
The main goal of the Green New Deal is to ward off climate change, but it also addresses economic inequality and racial injustice. California didn't necessarily focus on equity when it initiated its climate policies, says Mia Yoshitani with the Asian Pacific Environmental Network.
And it's not a mistake that now the Green New Deal is learning from some of those mistakes in California because environmental justice communities fought really hard.
She says her environmental justice group has defended communities that don't benefit from California policies. But some say there's a switch in mindset. The state's goal of 5 million electric vehicles on roads by 2030 is a good example, according to Austin Brown with the UC Davis Policy Institute for Energy, Environment, and the Economy.
Like any new technology, the adopters of these vehicles tended to be higher income. Since then, the Air Resources Board has updated the approach.
There's now an income cap for electric vehicle subsidies and increased rebates for low-income buyers. But Bakersfield Democratic Assemblymember Rudy Salas questions whether California's climate policies and laws actually help disadvantaged communities. Last week, Salas asked the California Air Resources Board to provide answers to 29 questions regarding its policies.
We have lofty goals, but I want to have the analytics and look at how we're making those differences in those most polluted communities.
Some civil rights leaders are suing the state over climate policies. They argue that they disproportionately harm low-income Californians. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.